New eligibility standards for Head Start programs, an update on building upgrades in the Norman School District, and regulators and two tribes are at odds over a new commission. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, July 17th. I'm Deborah Schar. A new Trump administration directive could block some immigrants from using federal education and health resources like Head Start. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports potential impacts are still unclear.
Head Start has provided supports like early childhood education and nutrition to low-income children and families for nearly 60 years. Now, the Trump administration is scaling back eligibility for some classes of immigrants, like DACA recipients and those with temporary protected status. Katie Hamm is the former Deputy Assistant Secretary for Early Childhood Development under the Biden administration. She says programs are still waiting on guidance for implementation.
Regardless of what the guidance ultimately says, it will have a chilling effect on people's willingness to participate in Head Start, both because of confusion and because of fear.
A lawsuit is already challenging the rule. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Norman Public Schools is preparing for building renovations paid for by a 2023 bond. KGOU's Audrey McClure reports district officials gave an update at a meeting this week.
Kennedy Elementary will receive 5 new classrooms. The site will also undergo renovations for flooring updates, new bus parking, and other site improvements. Eisenhower Elementary's renovations will include classroom millwork, added parking, and a renovated main entrance. Jackson Elementary will get renovated classrooms and exterior upgrades, along with an addition that will shield students from weather conditions while accessing classrooms through the courtyard corridor. Truman Elementary is set to receive ceiling upgrades. All 4 sites will receive accessibility and science, technology, engineering, arts, and math rooms upgrades. Construction is expected to begin in May. In Norman, I'm Audrey McClure.
Preliminary designs of Oklahoma City's new arena are out. Thomas Pablo reports OKC Mayor David Holt says the arena has the potential to become a signature building for the city.
Holt is touting the Oklahoma City new arena as a crowning achievement for OKC.
It's simultaneously cutting edge, but it also feels classic. I just think it will clearly be, and I knew this from the moment I saw the initial design and renderings, that this would be a building that will define our city.
The new facility boasts a circular design featuring massive glass walls that enclose the entire exterior. It will measure nearly 200,000 square feet larger than the Paycom Center. Holt says its shape and increased square footage allow for seats to be closer to the court, though at the cost of seating capacity. It's supposed to open in mid-2029 on the site of the old Myriad Convention Center. In Oklahoma City, I'm Thomas Pablo.
State energy regulators are intervening in the Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes' new Environmental Protection Commission. Sarah Lisi reports.
The Oklahoma Corporation Commission obtained a copy of a letter sent from the Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes. It was addressed to all oil and gas operators operating within the tribal nation's territory. In the letter, the tribal nation says its newly established Environmental Protection Commission has the authority to enforce environmental regulations such as the Clean Water Act and Clean Air Act, but the OCC disagrees. Corporation Commissioner Brian Bingham says in a press release, the Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes do not have the proper treatment as a state designation to perform these regulatory functions. A congressional maneuver by then-Senator Jim Inhofe 20 years ago made it significantly harder for Oklahoma tribes to receive this TAS designation. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.